Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 1st, 2017. I'm Paul White. Good to have you with me as we enjoy another guest on the Deeper Daily Podcast for the next few days. This month, we have with us, joining via an audio recording from Skype, we have Peter Swart. Peter is a good friend of mine. We recently did a conference together in Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada, and that's where he does some of his meetings, as well as around the Toronto area. Peter is the founder and president of Grace Covenant Ministries, based out of Ontario, Canada. Peter is by birth South African. That's what you'll pick up when you hear his accent. This guy travels around. He and I, very similar in ministry in that we've both pastored churches, but now travel and you do itinerant ministry. So he's place to place sharing the good news of Jesus. So this month, we're going to talk to him about some of the things that are on his heart in regards to the message of grace. And I want to start by just hearing what the Lord's been saying to him lately in the mode of what is holding people back from the message of grace. Specifically, what is it that people need to come to an understanding of if they're going to walk into the fullness of who they are in Christ?
So I basically feel like that there is still a problem in the body of Christ concerning receiving.
Yep.
Because the new covenant is based on not what we can do to get or give to get. The new covenant is basically... it's based on that we received everything in Christ Jesus for free. We have the fullness of Christ.
Peter, what verse means the most to you in regards to that topic, or what would you use to solidify that point?
I would reference Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10, which says that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily, and we are complete in him. So then, everything which is in Christ, we have it. We already have it. Then it's a matter of renewing of the mind. We need revelation knowledge, which is coming through the preaching of the gospel or the preaching of the message of grace, and that persuades the hearts of people. and of course, by the help of the Holy Spirit, you know, as we preach the gospel, he persuades the people's hearts of this reality. But there is a problem in the body of Christ that I discover just as we have been. The most wonderful thing that happened with us coming into the message of grace was the day when we hear the message for the first time in its purest form, discover that we are righteous, discover that we are forgiven past, present, and future, and that have put us in an absolute brand new relationship with the Father, where we really have this revelation of love that he absolutely got nothing against us. So that's the starting point of it all, and that is so amazing. And I believe that most people in the grace circles know that, is that they know they are guilt-free, they don't have a sin conscience, they're not condemned. But I still discover that there is areas where people struggle to receive, or they still need to get revelation on specific areas where I think they need, the gospel is not preached in its purest form there. They still mix the gospel in certain areas. For instance, you can know that you are forgiven, but if I preach, you have to give a tithe to receive an harvest from God, or the windows of heaven will open on you, then I bring an old covenant principle into the new covenant, and I mix that with your faith, and it basically is like Paul say, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So then in that area, you are in error. You are darkened in that area, and you struggle. It's just one idea. One idea that I use there.
So do you think that what is holding God's people back then is mixture inside of the messages that they're hearing in the pulpit?
Yes, I believe that. And if I can give you a good example out of the Word, Paul start off, we know that the whole book of Galatians is about you know, taking them from out of law into grace, out of flesh to spirit, out of works of the law to faith. And he is persuading them through that book to come back to the reality of it's by the Spirit. But right in his opening statements, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, Paul say, grace to you and peace from God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he say, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. And that's very interesting that Paul, right in his introduction, used that word evil. And that word in the Greek is poneros, which means labors, toiling, hardships, annoyances, and frustration. So he said that he might deliver us from this evil age. And then Paul go immediately into, from verse 6, and he say to them that he marveled that they are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Jesus Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. And we know then in verse 8 he goes on and say, but even if an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you that have been preached, let him be accursed. And I don't think, and then Paul say, or let me say verse 9, Paul say, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you that what you have received, let him be accursed. So I don't think Paul is cursing anybody. If you go to verse 3, after chapter 3, excuse me, then Paul say that you are basically cursed when you put yourself again under the conditions of the law. So the different gospel that is being preached is a gospel that is mixed with this evil age of toiling and labors, which bring in, how can I better myself? Mm-hmm. How can I change my behavior so that God can love me more, so that God can bless me?
Yeah.
And that is what's mixing in with the gospel, and that's why people, that confuses them in that specific area.
You've been hearing from our guest Peter Swart here on the DDP. What an excellent definition and understanding that he gives there of Galatians 1. If anyone preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Paul's not laying a curse out on anyone. He's just basically saying, hey, if that's what you want, let him have it. You can have what you want, because there's an accompanying curse that comes with trying to do this on your own. And we know this because later in Galatians, Paul tells us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Peter and I have a great conversation going here, but I'm going to jump in here today and stop, and then we'll pick it up here tomorrow. We get into some more really good stuff. You don't want to miss the next DDP. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.